Blog Talk Radio.
Tell the story in such a way as to erase that whole other history. If you ask people, where does America start? They'll say, it starts in Plymouth Rock. Despite the fact that Jamestown was founded in 1607 and Plymouth was founded in 1620, it became our story of national origin.
Somehow, with the passage of time, the arrival of this frail, unlikely band would come to be seen as the true founding moment of America. And the story of their coming, enshrined as the quintessential myth of American origins. Commemorated each year on the fourth Thursday in November at Thanksgiving, and embodied in a handful of iconic and instantly recognizable images, including a rock and a ship, and a feast that almost certainly never took place as we imagined it did.
I think we feel that we're such a new country that we need to know how it all began. We need that beginning moment. Pilgrims serve that purpose. But what people forget is that it wasn't all fated. These were normal people under extraordinary circumstances, and they were making it up as they went along. And it ends up being as much a story of survival as it is a story of origin.
What no one could have imagined in the fall of 1620, as autumn winds blew the 102 passengers of the Mayflower west across the Atlantic, was how harrowing, dark, and deeply unsettling their pilgrimage to the New World would be, or how utterly their quest for a godly republic would transform the world they were sailing towards, the searchers themselves, and the nation that would rise up long after they were gone, consecrated to their memory.
Because the pilgrims have been so enshrined in the national imagination, because they've meant so much in what we've told ourselves about who we are as Americans, we need to go back and ask questions about why we picked that story, what it was about these people, what it was about their history that we wanted to see reflected in our own national image. There's been a tremendous amount of memory produced around the pilgrims, but there's also been a lot of forgetting. You know, that memory is very selective. And so to look at what's been remembered and let that shed light on what's been forgotten is an important exercise when we're thinking about something that has been so central to our national imagination.
Bradford, not simply because he was the governor for many, many years, but because of his personal qualities. He was a person of very delicate sensibilities and very keen perceptions. And he watched the flutterings of their little conventicle and its ups and downs with the greatest concern, and registered it in this wonderful prose.
To a remarkable degree, we would scarcely remember the pilgrims at all, and certainly not remember them as we do, were it not for the unusual man who came to lead them in the new world, and the unusual book he left behind. A luminous text, unlike any other account of early American settlement. Extraordinary both in what it says, and in what it passes over in silence.
Bradford is one of the great books of American literature and history. That book, more than anything, is a kind of Bible in its own way. It's steeped in the Bible, obviously, when it comes to its language, but when it comes to the history of Plymouth Colony, it is the text. And there's stuff there that is very dark and turbulent.